620 WGN. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Our next guest will be appearing at Zany's over the holiday break. Go to Zany's.com for tickets and information. He's one of the funniest guys I know. Please welcome in Pat McGann.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me come in the morning right after Christmas. I appreciate this.
Three kids. Before we talk about that, let's talk about the Bears for a second. You're a Chicago guy. You're a Bear fan.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Bears, man.
They're legit.
We're going to the playoffs.
That San Francisco first half scared me. I thought it was going to be like a Robbie Gould, like, you know, the script was already written.
Right.
Because I still think they should have held on to him. But.
Right.
It was a classic NFC game, right? It was ugly. 14-9.
We keep pulling out these wins. This is good.
Yeah. No, they if they can score points, I think they'll be really tough in the playoffs. I mean, they're going to be home, right?
At least one.
Yeah.
And, you know, then, well, I mean, they would have to, if they advance to the NFC Championship, that's going to be in New Orleans, unless somebody knocks off the Saints first. That does
anything can happen in the playoffs. Yeah, right.
I don't see that happening. But
would you rather play the Rams or the Saints?
I'd rather play the Rams. I mean, the Bears have beaten the Rams.
Rams are
true.
Beat up.
No, I know, but Curly's out hurt. There too. Yeah.
Yeah, out there it'd be different.
Yeah, it'll be. It's going to be fun to be watching NFL playoffs again.
Do you go to the cold weather games?
Do I?
Yeah.
You know, I don't get to a ton of games. I've been, yeah, but the like last couple years, I'm busy. Like that's when comedy is crazy. Cold weather. That's when people go to shows. That's when I'm working.
You're right.
That's when so I've been, but I haven't gone lately. But I would go for sure.
Well, I find that as people get older, they don't want to go to sporting events, especially out to Soldier Field, which is a huge pain to get to.
Yeah, but it's still, there's nothing like being there.
Of course.
You know, I always fall back on that.
Right.
I enjoy going to
Dave, you're not sitting with the masses like me.
I do.
When it's freezing cold,
I have,
and your beer is frosting up because it's so cold.
I have done that.
Yeah, opening
I've
day
experience that.
Baseball.
Yeah, it's exactly like opening day.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the same experience.
Bears. All right, let's talk about Christmas. You have three kids. How crazy was it?
It was good crazy. You know, it was. They actually did not get up at a ridiculous hour. Because we were out Christmas Eve, we're at my parents, and actually we hosted Christmas Day yesterday.
You hosted too?
Yeah. That's why I wanted to thank you for letting me come in. I don't have to clean up.
You can't leave your wife high and dry like that.
No, I'll be back home in a little bit here and pitch in. But yeah, it was fun. You know, our kids are 6, 5, and 4, so they're all. It's like the most magical time for them. We're fired up. You know, couldn't sleep. Then finally went to bed, and then up. You know, like I said, they slept till like 8, which was good. Tore through the presents. You know, they want more. They're still at that, like, is that it? They're
everybody
like
wants more now. Yeah. I feel that's true with all kids.
Yeah.
And you and your wife sit there, like, the audience as they're opening the gifts. Do you take turns, or do all the kids do it at the same time?
Well, I take turns. Yeah.
Okay.
So we started with my daughter. She was up first, so we let her go first. And then she's the oldest, so then we just said we'll go oldest to youngest. And then
so do you sit
up
on the couch with a coffee and just kind of stare? Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Let's see that, honey.
Yeah, isn't that
come
great?
Come on over.
Let's get a pic. Let's see it.
That's nice.
All that.
And what do you do with all those pictures with three kids?
Nothing. You never
Nothing.
Print them. They just live on your phone until you have to.
I hate that.
Yeah, it's the worst, isn't
I
it?
I had this conversation with my wife. I go, Sarah, we need to start putting pictures in our house. I have a million pictures on my phone that I never print out.
Yeah, you take pictures of everything. It used to be like you wouldn't waste film, right? Because you'd have to. Now it's like, you know, growing up, you're always like, let me see pictures when I was younger. Now it's like you want to see your whole life. It's like a flip book. Just look at my phone. You can see yourself every day just growing up real time.
Disposable society. It's so true. Our kids don't value the pictures now because we would take the pictures and then we'd have to wait a week for the pictures.
It was picture day. Your parents would say that to you like, hey. You're not wearing that. You're getting your picture taken today.
they still do that. My son says it to me every year. Dad, you have 1,000 pictures of me. Why am I getting dressed up for picture day? Because it's a big deal at school.
Right.
Which is not anymore.
Yeah, they don't understand that there's.
And you still pay like $100 for these dumb pictures that have a blue background that you're going to mail to your mother and maybe an aunt and uncle, and that's it.
Right.
And you got to do it snail mail, so you have to go to the post office and do the whole deal.
Yeah, we just got ours in. They give them to you now. It's like so much cheaper than it used to be. Like you used to have those like
I had
premier
pay.
Packages.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe I checked the wrong box. It was like $50 or $100.
Oh, it's a ton. But you can't. They're hard to unload, too. No one wants them.
Nothing at all. Do you get stressed over the holidays?
I get stressed now thinking that, wow, I should have done more. I should have been more prepared. But no, I don't get like crazy stressed. The chaos of the last 72 hours, yes, that's the wrapping presents, getting last-minute things. And then you like panic, like, do I have enough for everyone? Or did I get...
Your wife is expecting a gift.
Oh, yeah. My wife does it all, like, did everything.
Well, she can't wrap her own gift. Who's wrapping her gift for you?
Oh, I wrap those.
You can wrap gifts?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't look great, but I can do it.
You have my admiration.
Really?
We talked about this last week. I cannot, for the life of me, wrap a gift.
Fellas.
Sandberg is going to give us lessons.
It's not that hard.
No, I'm telling you.
A little coordination. You need the paper, scotch tape,
okay,
and scissors.
But don't you always have too much left over?
Well, you have to
buy it. Yeah, I'm not saying it looks great, but I can do it.
Well, okay.
How do you fold the ends? That's the key.
You
can't have too much paper and, you know.
Just fold it over you.
I know we're on CLTV, but
it's like making a burrito.
Radio. Yes, it's like you're rolling up a burrito.
It's really easy to wrap without a box, too. That's the easiest. The boxes are the most difficult.
No, the boxes are easier.
If you're just packing something loose. Right. No. I think it's easier to...
Do you feel like you're cheating if you put it in a bag and put tissue paper on top?
Yes, definitely. That's a shortcut. But it's accepted.
A friend told me about 5 years ago, go to the dollar store, buy up all the bags in November, get the good bags because they're gone in December, and they're a dollar.
Really?
Instead of paying $4.99 at the store.
Yeah. Is that you? Do you do that?
I did that this year.
That's your life hack?
I bought 10 bags. I got 5 in my trunk. Who needs them?
That's great. Did you use them all?
$3 a piece.
You didn't even use them?
Wish I'd known.
Not at all. So what'd you get your wife?
I got my wife a ring.
A ring?
Yeah. Some jewelry.
Really? I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not that great at thinking of gifts, so I'm just like, I'll get one big thing and...
Was she surprised, or did she pick it out?
She was surprised. You know what? I think she's going to return it. It was, it's a little bit, it's larger than I thought it was, like, that it looked. It's beautiful. Do you know Lana Bramlett, Lana Jewelry?
I don't.
She's great. She actually did this thing when I did Chicago Stand Up Project on Channel 11.
Okay.
She was one of the people that tried stand up. So I've been buying jewelry from her for my wife since we've been married.
Really?
Yeah.
So you call her up and say, I need a ring.
Yes. Yeah, she's got a great website. Like,
it's so Chicago because everybody has a guy.
She's from here. Yeah, yeah. And she's my guy.
You got a guy?
Yeah.
With jewelry?
Yeah, she's
the best. So you call her up and say, hey, I need a ring. I'm on the road. Let's go. Send it to my house.
Yeah, and this ring is like I didn't want it to sound like, oh, it's too big. Like, it's nothing like insane, but it's a butterfly, and it's just the wings are actually... So then my wife's like, oh, I'm going to catch this on stuff. It's probably not.
But
so we're going to we're going to get something different from Lana, because Lana's stuff is amazing.
Really?
It's really
good. It's good to know. I'd like that information.
Very cool stuff.
My wife and I are redoing our floors, so we decided no gifts this year, which means I get the shaft and I have to get her something.
Oh, right. You know what? It's so hard to buy your wife a gift, because like when I'm opening my present from her, like the gift she gave me, all I see is what I got her. Like, oh no, the candle. All I got is a candle. She's giving me this. Like, I'm such a piece of garbage. Like, you just feel so... That's when I stress out.
Yes. You know what you do? You call up her friends and say, send me links, and you buy everything on your phone. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And some websites will wrap them for you.
That's great.
I am
so
smart.
And it looks good.
I'm a great husband.
I got to get better at giving gifts.
Right.
It's hard to be thoughtful, right? I mean, I'm very selfish and narcissistic, so it's difficult for me to think of gifts for other people.
Comedian Pat McGann in studio. Go to zanies.com. You're appearing at Zanies all over, or where?
So I'm doing, I'm going to be in Old Town, I believe, this Thursday and Friday. Then I'm going to Rosemont on Saturday, St. Charles on Sunday, then back to Old Town for New Year's Eve.
Do you like doing stand-up in your hometown? Because your buddies probably show up and heckle you, right?
They don't come out as much as they used to, but you know, people I know come out. Yeah, it's fun. I love doing it because I'm traveling more than I ever have. So I was at a point a couple years ago when I was like, I need to get out of... I'm doing too much in Chicago. But now I feel like, gosh, I haven't done these local jokes for a while, and I have some new local jokes or just things that I, you know, it's so much easier to relate.
Well, I feel I've seen you in Chicago probably a half a dozen times, and the Chicago jokes always kill.
Yeah, people are like the, you know, people in Chicago love talking about Chicago.
They do.
You know? So it's, and they're fun for me after I haven't done them for a while. So, you know, I feel like I've been at Zany's so much in my career because that's where I started, and I was the host there, and it'll always feel like home. But the last couple times I've walked in there, I'm like, wow, I haven't been here for a while.
It's a great space.
Oh, it's the best. And they're celebrating their 40th anniversary this year, so it's kind of extra special this year. They did a lot of fun events. And
what do you do for it? What are you doing?
I'm just doing the New Year's Eve. I'm closing it out. Closing out year 40 at Zany's, bringing in 41.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I've actually never headlined New Year's Eve there, so it'll be fun. I worked there. I hosted New Year's Eve several years ago, but I never was closing it out, so it'll be
Do you cool. do the toast at the end? How does that work?
Yeah, we do like a midnight toast. And
interesting.
Yeah.
Irish guy
You're not
doing
coming?
A toast. On New Year's Eve, maybe.
I came to your job. Yes. Morning after Christmas. Where, you gotta come out.
Where are you on New Year's Eve?
Zany's in Old Town.
Old Town?
Yeah, we're doing two
okay,
shows.
Okay, that's not bad. I could do Wells.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's fun, New Year's
My
Eve.
My wife actually
show.
Likes you. She thinks you're funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's so. Tara said hi.
More with Pat McGann coming up. I'm going to ask you about New Year's resolutions. Do you do okay. those?
Not really. But we could pretend.
Okay, good. We'll do that next. It's 720 WGN.
To you and all your family, your neighbors and your friends, may all your days be happy with the joy that never ends. May peace and love surround.
This is the Partridge Family, right?
That's funny.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran for the next week. In studio with us, Pat McGann, who's appearing at Zany's over the break and toasting in the new year at Zany's in Old Town. New Year's resolutions. You don't do these?
Not really. I mean, if I did, it would be the same as, you know, everybody else. The whole, like, am I getting in shape? I'm going to stop eating crap, eating, you know. But I don't
really.
How do
you do that with three kids? Because there's garbage all over the house.
Oh, yeah. You cannot. I'm constantly finishing. You know, it's like I was trying to count calories. That's like someone's like, just pay attention to calories. It's like, dude, I'm eating like, you know, chicken fingers over the garbage
right.
off a Beauty and the Beast plate. Not really a good time to do math.
No. Chicken fingers. Mac and cheese.
Yeah, I mean, you finish up the fries on the walk to the garbage can.
Yeah.
You take the last bite of the pizza. You just,
right.
It's just like...
Are you done there? I'm still a little hungry. You done?
Yeah.
Let me take your plate, kid. Yeah, that's how it works.
And at the restaurants, too. You just pick it off.
What do you do on the road? You should be about 300 pounds, but you're in pretty good shape.
I try and work out. I don't do it all the time, but I don't eat a ton during the day. And I try not to eat too late. But I'm not in any great shape. I'm just trying to.
I mean, you
stay
still,
even.
You well, you do look even. I mean, Dave Ennett, when he's on the road, works out every single morning. That's his routine.
Dave is a disciplined
he
human
is.
Being. You could tell he is a works really.
Except I can't
works very hard.
I can't gift wrap though, Pat.
Yeah, you can't gift wrap. Well, your schedule being what it is pretty insane. You don't have time to be
gift wrapping.
Yeah. You can farm that out.
Okay, thanks.
You can farm that out.
I want you to feel good about that.
I mean, how much would you pay for gift wrapping? I would absolutely pay extra for that.
I would pay, but I don't like waiting in line.
By the way, if anyone needs lessons on gift wrapping, I'm a pro.
Badish is a pro.
Wow. Seriously.
Well, I wish I would have known that last week.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to be in need.
Now he announces it.
Even though I have the bags, my wife always says, oh, this is nice. I love a bow. She likes to throw it at me and get the dig in. I love the bow.
No kidding.
Uh-huh. Even though we didn't exchange gifts, and I got her a pair of shoes this year, love the bow. Miss the bow.
Yeah, the gift wrapping.
Yeah.
You know, people attach like ornaments to it and all the like, enough. It's everyone just trying to outdo each other. It's all a big competition.
Well, I come from a family of 12 kids. Think about the homemade ornaments on everything.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to hang them everywhere. You have three kids. A kid comes home with an ornament or something. You got to hang it up.
True.
Yeah.
But you could space it out. Yeah, I can't imagine. With 12, your tree must have looked horrible.
It was just terrible. And my mother was a hoarder. She didn't throw anything away, so we had them on the tree every single year. And they would break, and we would still, oh, Peter made that in third grade. We got to hang that up, honey. Well, Mom, it's broken in half, and I graduated college. You can get rid of it. No, honey, I can't do that.
Oh, you my just gosh. Can't. Your mom must be a saint. 12 well, you, kids.
You have three kids. They bring stuff home. I feel like nowadays, the kid gives us something, you talk them up. Oh, my God, this is the best art piece I've ever seen in my life. You're going to be an artist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were handing out, my daughter did a thing about the birth of Jesus, like in art class.
Right.
And we made it into like an ornament and gave it to the grandparents. My wife did. Her mind works that way.
You don't even know where to go. Yeah. What kiosk at the mall to go to? But
it turned out nice.
That's very, very nice. And you're on the road with Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're kind of taking a... He's actually doing some Florida dates this week that I'm not doing because I'm doing Zanies, and he's got his podcast partner that they're doing some live podcasts, Pete Corielli.
Right.
But then in January, it's going to pick up, and I'm doing all the dates January through May.
I've listened to that podcast, and some weeks it's super funny, and some weeks it's like they don't know that people are listening.
It's really just a conversation between the two of them. It's funny.
It is.
And if you listen all the time, I think you get all the references.
You get the rhythm, and I've known him forever when he was a nobody. Right. Yeah, from Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
How did you hook up with him?
I met him at Zanies when I was hosting, and then I opened for him for one of his Showtime specials that he taped here in Chicago at the Harris Theater. And then he would use me regionally, like if he was in the Midwest doing gigs, I would open for him a lot. And then we got connected on a corporate for Kohl's. And then we started.
What?
Then he started.
The department store?
Yeah.
So you do a gig for their employees?
Yeah.
You get a discount on clothes?
No.
I love Kohl's.
It's not hard to get a discount at Kohl's.
There's a sale every single day.
Yeah.
But if you get a discount with the sale, I mean, that's big. You're not paying anything.
No, it's huge. A lot of these companies bring in comics. They do. That's a good good side racket.
You get some Kohl's cash. I mean, that would be nice. Yeah, I have Kohl's cash in my pocket. It starts today, guys.
No kidding?
I got $50. Kohl's cash.
Wow. You are on top of things.
You give me 40 cash for my $50 Kohl's cash, I'll give it to you right now.
Are you thrifty?
Am I thrifty? I try to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
But if you're going to Kohl's and you're buying workout gear and they're going to give you $50 to use after Christmas, absolutely I'm going there.
That needs to be my New Year's resolution, to spend less.
Good luck.
Because we are.
Yeah, good luck with
that. We're spending, man.
What's your biggest expense right now? Food?
For the stuff. Just stuff for the house.
Oh, yeah. That's...
My wife's buying signs, decorating all the time. Yeah, just farm to table she has up in our house now.
No.
I was reading that the other day while microwaving pancakes. Breathe. That's another sign of breathe. It's like, really? We're that busy? We have to hang up a reminder?
We have the coffee mugs that say that.
Oh, yeah?
Breathe.
Breathe.
Yes, laugh. Be present.
Everyone's got eat in their kitchen. Eat. It's like, yeah, we know. We're all fat and disgusting.
That's why we're in this room.
Jog up there. Go outside.
Yes, definitely. We were talking about earlier the world's highest paid comedians of 2018.
Yeah.
Do you know who number one is?
Seinfeld, probably.
Yeah. Do you know how much he made last year? In 2018.
How much?
He made $30 million touring.
Wow.
But he made the other $27.5 million on his deal with Hulu and Netflix for his TV show.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And then probably residuals for...
Right.
The old show.
$57.5 million Seinfeld made in 2018.
Good for
just
him.
One year.
Wow.
Kevin Hart at number two, Dave Chappelle at number three at $35 million, Chris Rock at $30 million, and Ricky Gervais at $25
million. Yeah.
Does he tour?
He does. He tours and he, he's got all the office money and...
That's right. Yeah.
A lot of stuff in
and
there.
And he does TV commercials now.
Yeah.
That would
he's
be nice.
Got a great career.
How do we get you on a national commercial? That's where the big money is.
I did do a commercial for Frosted Flakes a few years ago.
What?
I was in a commercial with Tony Tiger.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Said, tastes like victory tea. Tastes like victory. It's like me and my daughter, we come down for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we shot it here in Chicago. We shot it in Deerfield.
You're kidding.
No.
Do it in front of a green screen and Tony shows up afterwards? How does that work?
They had, we shot it. Someone was there as Tony the Tiger in a green suit.
Oh, okay.
And he sat right next to me and Then he holds like a ball or something. I don't know what. I think that was for maybe for the cereal or for. Yeah, it was awesome.
You still get like a check for that, or is it just a one-time
deal? No, it ran for like a year, maybe 14 months, and it was great. And
then it's wonderful.
Then all of a sudden it was out of the rotation. It was for a new Frosted Flakes. It was for Cinnamon Frosted Flakes, which was a new...
Are you sure?
Yeah,
no one wants Cinnamon Frosted Flakes. They want the sugary stuff.
It's still good.
Is it?
It's not as good as the regular Frosted Flakes. But
it would be nice to see that commercial. Yeah. I'm going to look it up on YouTube.
They didn't say they're great at the end. They said they're good. They're decent.
Do you hear Tony's voice as you're filming the commercial, or they put that in afterwards?
No. Yeah, they did it all after.
Okay.
I've heard he's tough to work with.
He is. Well, I'm allergic, so it was extra hard for
it's
me.
It's tough.
Hazard pay.
Are you a method actor?
Did you have to
a
lot.
Eat Frosted Flakes for 2 weeks ahead of time before you did the commercial?
Yeah. I did have to pace myself. And the girl who was my daughter in the commercial, she was like starting to get a stomach ache because we were eating it, you know.
you're not supposed to.
And then we'd reshoot it, and then
right,
yeah. But you should see them like when they make the bowl. They have a guy who picks the flakes, and
you're
they're like,
kidding.
Oh yeah, and they're all like maneuvered with tweezers, and they measure the milk. And I think there's a rule like on how much milk you can use or something,
what?
Or that it has to be milk.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I was learning a lot on set that day.
Wow.
In case I ever want to shoot a cereal commercial of my own.
Where have you gone with your career on the television since then?
I did an episode of Chicago PD.
Yeah!
And we shot that over here on Dearborn.
Mm-hmm.
And I come out of my house and I'm like, hey, this woman's getting beat up. One of the woman police officers on the show, one of the main characters.
Okay.
She gets like jumped in front of my house. You know, when I'm living here on the Gold Coast.
Right.
As a car collector. I have a line where, like, I think it was a 68 Mustang I collect. Like, I was a total jag. Like, just the worst person.
Right. Of course.
Like, I collect. They had to work that into the cops. Like, I know because I collect cars. I'll show it to you after you investigate this murder. But, yeah, that was fun. I had a couple scenes.
Emmy Award winning?
Chicago PD?
No, your appearance.
No.
Okay.
No, I did not get nominated.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
All right. Pat McGann, go to Zanies.com, appearing at Zanies all over the holiday break. It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you, Pete.
And continued success.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And happy birthday, Carlton Fisk. I always remember today is Carlton Fisk's birthday.
Number 72's birthday today?
Yes.
Really?
He's my favorite player growing
How
up.
Old is he now?
We'll
look
he was born
up.
47. That's my guess.
For real?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
We'll look that up. I like that. Pat McGann, everybody. 720 WGN.